And welcome back to Out of the Woods. As promised, we're going to kind of cheer things up a little bit and have some seasonal stuff in this set, maybe some funny ones as well. Going to start off just a bit of John Denver here. Season Suite, Winter on Out of the Woods.
It's cold. Getting older, and all this snow's trying to get me down. There's a fire in the corner, slowly dying away. Sometimes I just don't feel like going on. And yet I know it's more than worth the waiting for another chance to see the summer sun. Fire in the corner, slowly dying away. Sometimes I just don't feel like going on anymore. And yet I know it's more than worth the wasting away for another chance to see the summer sun. Come on, shine on me.
I was putting my niece Holly to bed. It was Christmas Eve. We had a long talk about Santa Claus, in whom she truly believes. But one thing she's not sure of. She looks at me with big brown eyes and says, "Every year we decorate a tree. Why, Aunt Teen? Why?" So, I tell her it's a traditional part of every Christmas season. But that doesn't satisfy her. She wants a specific reason. Why a fir tree? Why the tinsel? Why that string of blinky lights? Unless you tell me I won't sleep, I will lie awake all night. All right, all right, all right. Why do we decorate trees? Long ago and far away, where, Auntine? I don't know. A family moved into a house surrounded by drifts of snow. It was December 23rd. The living room was bare. So the dad said, I think by the fireplace, a tree would look good standing there. So they marched into the woods. It was freezing cold outside. They cut a great big fir tree down, 7 feet tall and 4 feet wide. They dragged the tree into their house, put it up in the living room, and smiled 'cause the tree by the firelight chased away the gloom. That night the family went to bed. The wind blew the front door open wide. It picked up that great big tree and carried it outside. It flew it through the yard and back into the woods, and placed the tree smack dab upon the stump on which it stood. The morning of Christmas Eve, the family came downstairs. They could not find their fir tree, it just wasn't there. So they looked outside and sure enough, they found the tree, and then they dragged it through the snow drifts into their house once again. But that night, the wind came back, blew open the front door. It picked up that great big tree and carried it out once more. On Christmas morning in the living room, no fir tree could be found. The worried family went outside to take a look around. They recaptured that restless tree. Same wood, same stump, same place. But they shook their heads in wonderment. This was a very strange case. As they dragged the tree, the dad said, we must invent a lock to keep the tree from blowing off. Or maybe super glue it to a rock. But then the littlest daughter said, hey, Daddy, I've got an idea. What if we weigh it down with things so it will have to stay right here? But first, let's unwrap our presents. They did, and before too long a time, the living room was filled with toys, games, books, wrapping paper, ribbon, and twine. Hey, let's hang our gifts on the tree, the littlest son then said. That's my boy, the mother cried. That's using your head. So they hung the toys and games and books and ribbons on the tree. Cut wrapping paper in the shape of angels. Oh, it was a sight to see. That night the family went to bed. The tree saw its reflection. Oh my. And knew its destiny was taking on a new direction. And when the wind arrived, it took one look, and it just said, wow. The tree said, I know, I'm gorgeous. I'm not leaving. Get away from me now. But the wind said, you belong outside with all the other trees. No, I don't. I'm special. Get lost, you big bad breeze. So the wind left sadly, closed the door, blew off into the sky. I wondered if Holly was asleep yet, but her eyes were still open wide. So I had to keep going. The next day, the family came downstairs and smiled at the sight of their beautifully decorated tree in the glowing firelight. And the tree stood there proudly, enjoying its new modeling career. I said to Holly, that is why we decorate Christmas trees this time of year. Holly said, that's it? That's the story? I'm not sleepy yet. Tell me more. Tell me more. So then I think and I think and I think and I think and I say, okay, this is how it ends. For a week the tree is all dressed up, but then the novelty wears thin. Christmas time is over. The new year comes rolling in. And even though the tree gets lots of drinks of cool, fresh water, the family starts ignoring it, even the littlest daughter. I think it's time to take it down, the dad to mommy said. Soon its needles will fall out, and then it will be dead. So they take off all the decorations. The tree looks in the mirror. Oh, no. Suddenly its destiny is a whole lot clearer. That night it calls out to the wind. Oh, rescue me. Oh, please. Fly me to a safe spot where they've never heard of Christmas trees. The wind hears its call, comes roaring in, picks it up and blows it to the planet Mars. The next day the family looks and looks, but they never find the tree. Why? Because Mars is very, 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 very far. Which was lucky for the tree, because after searching all day, the family was cold and tired, and the dad had planned to chop the tree up and burn it in the fire. The wind had known that that would happen, so it blew into the room to rescue the tree from what could only be considered certain doom. That is why, the week after New Year's, to this very day, you see old Christmas trees flying through the air. What are they doing? They're running away! We put decorations on them to make them too heavy to run, because they know what's in store for them when their job is done. We chop them down, we drag them off, we dress them up, we sing them songs. Oh, Christmas tree, how did things go so wrong? I look and my niece is sleeping. That's good, she needs her rest. She didn't hear the ending of this frightening story. That's probably for the best. But no, her eyes pop open. Holly is awake. I heard what you said, Auntie. You've made a big mistake. Our Christmas tree won't end up so lonely and so blue. We'll take it to the nature center when Christmas time is through. 'Cause the nature center recycles everything made of wood. They'll turn our tree into mulch. Mulch is very good. It will help the baby trees to grow big and strong. Holly's right, so that is how we'll end this Christmas song. Don't make your tree want to run away when Christmas time is finished. Baby trees love mulch the way that Popeye loves his spinach. And now all the little growing trees can dream about the way they hope they will be decorated come next Christmas Day. Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, you give to us such joy and glee. Oh Christmas tree, you give to us such joy and glee. Not only in the summertime, but even winter is thy prime. Oh Christmas tree, it's time to go to sleep, Holly.
When I was a little girl, I loved the dreidel song. Every year at Hanukkah, we'd all sing along. We'd sing, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. I thought I'd take an old song for a brand new spin today. One, two, three, four!
Long ago the bad guys tore our temple down. There beneath the rubble, our sacred oil was found. It was just a thimbleful, not enough to last one night. But it burned for 8 long days, gave us this festival of lights.
We celebrate with spirit, we celebrate with lights. We celebrate the miracle with candles on 8 nights.
Because we're Jewish, got no holly, got no tree. Don't wear Christmas sweaters, don't sit down on Santa's knee.
nothing can compete with how Christmas rolls on through. We have Hanukkah for folks like me and folks like me.
We celebrate with spirit, we celebrate with lights. We celebrate the miracle with candles on 8 nights.
What's up with that fruitcake? What's up in eggnog? Fried potato pancakes let your arteries get clogged. We love your Christmas cookies, Jack Frost nipping at our noses. Was Jack Frost a plastic surgeon? Did he do the nose of Moses?
We celebrate with spirit, we celebrate with lights. We celebrate the miracle with candles on 8 nights.
Traditions, many customs, many ways to celebrate the season, finding joy in every day. I have my menorah.
We decorate our tree.
And together we all say a prayer for love, good health, prosperity, and peace.
Sally Fingerhut for you here on Out of the Woods. Taking that from her big double CD, sort of greatest hits thing she slapped together earlier this year, called The Mental Yentl. That was Dreidel Do-Over. We heard from Christine Lavin in there just before that. We heard The Runaway Christmas Tree, and that's coming from a sampler that one of the services sends out to us radio folks every year from Hudson Harding. It's Happy Holidays, Volume 10, and I don't think that's available to the world as in general, but good stuff. The Claire Lynch Band in there from the Holiday album. We heard Jingle Bells and a little bit of John Denver to start the set from Portrait. We heard Season Sweet, Winter. All right, well, speaking of winter, yes, it is definitely winter. We're going to play a track for you right now from Mr. Brooks Williams from his Seven Sisters CD. Here's Winter Moon on Out of the Woods.
Winter moon, half away for nothing more, throwing moonbeams on my floor. Through my window, pools of light on my guitar case. I move my bed to see her face. Ring of diamonds, ring of light, ring around the moon, so bright. Snow it may and snow it might, snow gonna bury this town tonight. In the whisper of her soft and feathery kiss, keep a watch so you won't miss pearls of wisdom, gems of love and truth sublime. The silence speaks of the divine. Ring of diamonds, ring of light, ring around the moon, so bright. Snow it may and snow it might, snow gonna bury this town tonight. And as you sleep, she will on silken footsteps, you will not know. She will slip from your side. She pulls on you like she pulls on the tide. Thank you. to moon. Half away for nothing more, throwing moonbeams on my
sunlight on a red brick wall. Cage birds singing across the hall. Each of us feeling that we missed a call for reasons we remember this season. What a difference a year does make. Red brick tile to cold blue slate. And all the ways it hurt can break when nobody can offer a reason. Oh, how the needle lies low and holds about freezing. Oh, how the people I know have chosen this season. Vengeance this year, spilling sunlight through a cracked mirror on painted floors and the cheap veneer of the desk where I shattered your picture. Too many photo booths and train station bars posing as heroes in some forgotten war. This is the first day of the rest of your life, so smile and take a picture. Oh, how the needle lies low and holds about freezing. Oh, how the people I know have chosen this season. Changes their life. Some meet his double and call it a wife. It's not that I'm against selling my soul, but he better make it worth my trouble. Tenacious leaves clinging to that tree, flaunting their own infidelities, defying laws that would set them free and leave me without a shadow. Oh, how the needle lies low and holds about freezing. Oh, how the people I know have chosen this season. Oh, how the needle lies low.
Too far from the bottom, and it's still so early in the day. She told me what she taught him. We're just halfway into autumn, and when winter comes, it's here to stay. The snow falls pretty, and it covers up the ground, and it hides what will not go away. Down in the city, she buys clothes by the pound just to fool me into thinking her way. Come sing a winter tune, a winter tune so gay. Bam, the check had come so soon, and I had your turn to pay. Well, her eyes were blue and her eyes were green, and you never know which ones you'd see. They would stare through a film of Cosmoline, and they were always trained right on me. She said he went insane in a Ford Fairlane parked beside a stand of hemlock trees. They were safe out of the rain when he finally made his claim, and he didn't ask or didn't say please. Come sing a winter tune, a winter tune so gay. It's too bad the check had to come so soon, and I hear it's your turn to pay. There weren't nobody on that mountain road when you slid off deep into the snow. Now the night is getting cold and has a very good hold, with no reason to ever let go. Your own Mother Earth wants to call you home and protect you from all harm. She's so lonely in the night, and if you only held her tight, there'd be no need for alarm. Come sing a winter tune, a winter tune so gay. It's too bad the check had to come so soon, and I hear it's your turn to pay. Travel steerage when you're in a Boston marriage, and no matter what the people may say, you get yourself a lover, drag her underneath the covers, and you show her where the hound dogs pay. And after dinner, cigarette, another shot of anisette, adjust the seat in the fair lane. You gave them what they want in the finest restaurant, and you didn't cry or didn't name names. Come sing a winter tune, a winter tune so gay. It's too bad the check had to come so soon, and I hear it's your turn to pay. I hear it's your turn to pay.
Ourselves broke as we ordered another. The booking agents had all already booked up our summer. All we had to do was write another darling hummer, and our winter in New York, our winter in New York. The jam sessions were packed, and the after party after. Scoresby was backed by bottles of lager. Everyone was trying to write the song that everyone would cover. Cutting the grass of Caleb Clowder, and our winter in New York, our winter in New York. And we were finally sleeping in the same bed. No one wrote about politics to bore or to bother. News gave us no clues, it was not what we were after. We were all wrapped up in writing songs about each other, and our winter in New York, our winter in New York. The bands that came through stuck around like glue. The Red Sticks from Lafayette, John Paul Jones, John Elliott, and our winter in New York, our winter in New York. Everyone was in love, the cold air killed the blues. Everyone went home with someone, silver went home with two. And our winter in New York, our winter in New York. The sublets got let, everyone went out on tour. Some went to France, ate the soup du jour. The days got warmer and the nights got shorter, and before before it got dark. It got over our winter in New York, our winter in New York. When we were finally sleeping in the same bed.
Winter moon, half away for nothing more, throwing moonbeams on my floor. Through my window, pools of light on my guitar case, I move my bed to see her face. Ring of diamonds, ring of light, ring around the moon so bright. Snow it may and snow it might, snow gonna bury this town tonight. In the whisper of her soft and tender kiss, keep a watch so you won't miss. Pearls of wisdom, gems of love and truth sublime, the silence speaks of the divine. Ring of diamonds, ring of light, ring around the moon so bright. Snow it may and snow it might, snow gonna bury this town tonight. And as you sleep, she will go on silken footsteps you will not know. She will slip from your side. She pulls on you like she pulls on the tide.
Again, from his little EP, More New Everything, that was Winter Moon 2. Yeah, you heard that song at the top of the set too, different version of it. Robert Sarazen Blake, former guest of ours in there as well, Our Winter in New York from his self-titled one. Bill Morrissey, going back to Something I Saw or Thought I Saw, we heard Winter Song. The great Jack Hardy in there with Winter Sunlight from the Noir CD. And of course, Brooks Williams, as we said, with Winter Moon from Seven Sisters. All right, folks, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.